Good morning. How's it going? It's like 10 to 8. We left camp at about like 7:30. So we've been trudging along for a little bit. We haven't gotten too far. We came across a river crossing fairly early on, but it was pretty mellow. We didn't actually really have to cross it. We just walked across a small fallen log and then across a little bit. So it's been quite a nice mellow morning so far. Last night had really good sleep, dinner was nice, and yeah, we were really toasty during the night, so that was really good. But we woke up, it was very cold, we were very much in the shade, and it took us a bit of time to get out of camp because our hands were so numb. But we're pressing on, walking across some scree currently, which is some of my worst. And Molly's navigating ourselves to the path. The path just disappears in the snow. I'm not too sure if you heard Molly then, because I was struggling to follow behind, but she was just saying how, like, sometimes when you're following the footprints in the snow, sometimes it's right and it's all good and you find like really good spots and then suddenly you're back on the path. But other times it's like people just do a loop. They kind of lose track of where the trail is. And you often, like, kind of like yesterday when we did that last little river crossing and then we had to like boulder our way up a cliff. It's kind of like, well, clearly the path's not here. The path was up on the top of the cliff, but just because we were following footprints like everyone else was, you kind of get yourself in a slight pickle. And it's not really happened today because it's actually been nice and easy so far, but like, we have just gone up and over another cliff and it's just kind of like, well, where's the blooming trail then? How's everyone so far off it? But you often choose to follow the footprints just because the trail just disappears under the snow, but at least footprints you can see on the surface. So yeah, so even if you can see where the trail is, sometimes it's best just to keep following the footprints, because eventually you might get lost because the trail will just disappear and you've always got those footprints to follow. And if people have made it that way before, then so can you. Anyway, my hands are real cold. Beautiful, beautiful morning, hardly a cloud in the sky. And we're going to do like the 8 mile stretch to the, like, somewhere up towards I think it's called Pincho Pass, and then wait until it gets a bit cooler during the day, and then we're going to go up it early evening and camp on the other side. There's a campsite like 1 mile away from the summit on the other side, so we'll probably do that one. So yeah, it's gonna be a good day. We kind of accepted the fact that maybe for this stretch we might not be walking with our trail family. Not too sure where Sobo is, if she's behind or in front, but we know that Funk and Cricket are definitely in front by at least 2 miles, unless they got up really early this morning to do Pincho. So yeah, we just accepted that we're probably not going to walk with them much between now and Mammoth, but we'll always be like one campsite behind pretty much, which is kind of, that's fine, that's okay. We've got like walking just the two of us, but yeah, we do want to meet up again hopefully a Mammoth, unless they absolutely boss it. So yeah, anyway, onwards and outwards. Today should be a good day. So we just came across a guy heading back our way. He was an older chap, clearly doing the PCT. The poor guy seemed pretty defeated. He says that there's a big river crossing up ahead. It's only about 10 foot wide, he says, but it's raging and it's pretty deep up to your thighs, and he just said he just couldn't do it. He asked if we had rope. We only got like a small bit of cord, and I offered him to come with us and we can do like a crossing together, like linking arms and heading, walking across. But you could kind of just hear it in his voice, couldn't you? He was done. He was heading back to Kearsarge, and I think he was going to wait it out for a bit, wait a couple of weeks. It's kind of crazy. I hope hope Funk and Cricket got over fine. But yeah, we're walking up to see how it is. To be honest, I'm not that fazed. I think it'll be okay. Like, he was obviously on his own, which it does really suck. You've got no one there to support, and I think it's probably a good call for him to head back if it is really that bad. But yeah, no, I'm confident when I'm with Molly, so it should be okay.
Four days, it's been really hot. Yeah. Like, really hot. So much snow has melted in the last few days that it's kind of a little bit dangerous at this time.
Yeah.
So we're definitely going to go check it out.
Yeah, it is a little bit. Like, it's not bad when you hear it in town or something, because you're just like, well, you know, we're so far away from it in reality. But when you've just come across someone who's literally just been defeated, it's kind of like, okay, it's probably a bit more serious, and I kind of take it a bit more seriously and believe it a little bit more. But yeah, we'll go see how it is.
The more it builds, so the quicker we can get there, the better.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, like, if it is terrible, worst comes to worst, we'll turn back. But second to worst would be we just camp out and see how it develops over the day, and then maybe even take it on during the night or something. Yeah, but you know, this is just one of those things that you've got to be prepared about and flexible with. You know, he seemed pretty defeated in the way that I think he was upset that he was having to go back, but it's a good thing that he is. You know, that's kind of part of the flexibility. Don't push on, make wise decisions. If it seems too dangerous to you, then don't do it, because you'll just psych yourself out. Anyway, yeah, we'll see how it is, and fingers crossed it's okay for the two of us. So, found ourselves a really nice spot. The snow is completely melted down in the valley. It's absolutely gorgeous. We've got actually clear ground that we can walk with good pace through. Pine trees are absolutely beautiful and big. Clearly the snow doesn't affect them too much here. Everywhere else, like up the valley where it's really deep in snow, everything's very small, but here the trees are huge and there's lots of different species. There's a couple of cedar, junipers, and I'm not too sure what kind of, that's a Jefferson there. This is awesome. We've, in terms of that river crossing, don't know. Not too sure. We did go across one river, which seemed to fit kind of the description that the guy was talking about, but it was very easy to cross. There was a snow bridge that we found. But one of the things that we were thinking is that maybe, because today we've been deliberately trying to follow the trail a bit more, perhaps he was following the footprints, which did seem to go off down to the right, somewhere a bit more exposed, and a bit more... you know, probably a bit more dangerous, whereas we tried to stick to the trail and we went left, where the kind of split, and yeah, there was a small snow bridge that crossed over something that was about 10 foot wide, and it was raging pretty hard, but the snow bridge was big enough for us to cross it. And since then we've been really sticking to the trail. It's interesting though, like, it's obvious that people, when they lost a trail, automatically go towards the rivers as like a natural form of navigation. Completely fair enough, but in this case, when the snow's melted so rapidly, it means that those rivers no longer follow their own path, and they kind of spread over the area a bit more. There's several of them coming down from one tributary, and it's just kind of, that's when it becomes a mess, and that's kind of what we got caught out in yesterday, where we were surrounded by different rivers and we had to cross several of them in order just to get to where we needed to be. Anywho, so I'm not gonna say anything because we may not be there yet, but we've come across the campsite, and guess who's here? Funk and Cricket. Not only that, but there's Nick, probably Nelly and Tom too, all chilling here, which kind of makes me think perhaps the up and coming section is not the best and everyone's kind of waiting around maybe for the rivers to get better, and perhaps that's what the guy came across. But it's just confusing as to why he wouldn't choose to come back to the campsite if he'd already gone past here and joined these guys in waiting. I'm not too sure. The Funk and Cricket are currently in bed. They're sleeping. So we're just going to chill out at this campsite for a little bit, wait for them to wake up and see what their thoughts and ideas are, and just generally just see what's going on. It's cool. Nice to be reunited with a big group now. So it means river crossings if we go around them together. Plenty of people to get us across. But yeah, no shame to the dude who did turn around though. Like, never any shame in turning back. It's all good. it's all good. But everyone makes their own choices, and to him, it was a wise choice. And perhaps to us, it would be a wise choice. We don't know which one it was. We should have asked him how far away it was. That was a stupid thing not to do. But yeah, thus far, very nice. And yeah, let's go hang out with the others.
So good.
How's it going?
I heard yesterday was rough for like everyone.
We got a glen, but the glen was horrible for everyone.
It was pretty slushy and the descent was just grim.
The descent was horrible. So we carried on, we like took a nap for like 3 hours next to one of the lakes and stuff. It was so nice. And then we did evening walking, which is quite nice, and then we camped. You know where like all those little rivers were? Like there's like loads of rivers, and then there was like that cliff thing on the left. Once we climbed over that, we just camped on the other side there.
Okay, in a really good spot.
But you know, it wasn't too bad. It's just had to get your feet wet. There wasn't any dry way of crossing, and we tried for like an hour to look for somewhere dry, and then we were just like, let's just do it, took our shoes off and crossed. Yeah, so we did the same thing at another river crossing earlier, and we were just like, the only thing that was stopping us was I can't be bothered to take my shoes off, and then
like
eventually
laziness.
We were just like, yeah, what are we doing, let's just do it.
We're going to try and go halfway down the other side of the trail
every day.
Yesterday
was the morning.
You need that today.
Do you think we'll do the whole thing today to get to the river?
It's the big river on the other side of the picture.
So there was a comment
on Guthooks that you can just go on the right side of the river and just like bushwhack. Because it crosses the river twice, you don't cross it at all. If you just bushwhack on the right hand side. Maybe that's what they did this morning.
I'm up for it.
How's it going? Yo, how you doing?
Rough.
Yeah.
But yeah, all in all, not too bad. Like, we didn't want to push it after Glen.
Did you rip your shorts?
Huh? Oh, hell yeah. I've completely forgot about that. Sorry. Just good thing I've got boxes on underneath.
Because we just had this guy, Blue, show up and he's like, has a huge rip in his shorts also. It's like a rough day for clothing.
Yeah, no, I did this actually before Kearsarge. And then we sewed it. And then it just did that again.
I ripped open my gaiters also.
Seriously? No, that sucks.
They're duct taped right now, which is I heard you guys are gonna keep going and go up today.
Not too sure. I've literally just turned up. Josh said something about leaving it like in the afternoon or something and seeing how far we get. That's for sure.
That sounds like a really good
We've got two rivers.
Just like given what time it is, and
I'm worried about the second river that's going to be waist deep going up.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
That's going to get pretty
dicey.
Heavier the later on. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Make breakfast.
Cool. Not sure if you guys got a lot of that, but trials and tribulations, yo. Yeah, there's a few rivers up and coming. There's a big one on the other side of Pinto. Yeah, people just trying to decide what to do. It's kind of nerve-wracking. What's up? So we're leaving that camp now. A few people, Funk Cricket and that, are staying there for just a little bit longer. They're just getting their stuff together. And then they're going to head off. Molly and I, just because we walk a little bit slower, we're going to skedaddle. And then when we reach a point where the river's a little bit dodge, we'll just wait there for everyone to catch up and we'll tackle it as a team. There's a good amount of people there, a few of which have got rafting experience, so really good team to go with. But as we're leaving this camp, we have to cross a swing bridge over what's known as Stock Crossing. Hey Molly, are you across? Can't tell if it's one person at a time. Can I come across? Can I come across? Yeah. Oh, God. An ant on my leg. Oh, this is pretty grim. Oh, bouncy, bouncy over a stock crossing. It's a beautiful little river. Ah! It's so bouncy! That's so horrible. That is grim. It's like flipping this way and that. And we are over. Ba-ding. Why can't they have one of those across every crossing? That'd be so good. Your spikes. Yeah, it's 3 miles, no snow, isn't it? Yeah, I'll take off mine too. Okay, Mole, let's update the people on what's occurring. So we're just leaving the camp.
Yeah, take your shoes. I will.
But update them.
Okay.
Talk.
Okay. So we arrived at the bottom of the hill, and everyone was there still sleeping. We woke up Pumpkin Cricket, which is nice to see them. Also, British Tom and his group were there, and they left like a day before us. And yeah, apparently everyone had a rubbish day yesterday, and yeah, they were all like really freaked out. So it's good to know that we weren't the only ones.
Yeah, which was actually nice to hear, seeing as I was having such a crappy day going down Glen. But everyone was like, yeah, screw that.
So everyone was having a lie-in today and a regroup. Apparently there's some gnarly river crossings ahead, which we heard about from that older gentleman.
Yeah. So everyone's kind of, they're taking their time, they're working out plans of what to do.
Yeah.
But essentially, this is how I see it in my eyes at the moment. That's a big group of people, and we're all kind of, we're all aiming to get to the same place. Yeah. So we've got a solid crew of probably about 10 or so, maybe more.
Oh, yeah.
People who can help each other cross any sketchy rivers. Molly and I are leaving just a little bit ahead of everyone, just because we walk a bit slower. They were all kind of just packing up and they were planning on having lunch and stuff. So we're gonna go until we get to a river crossing that we just can't do, just us two.
Yeah.
And then we'll wait for everyone to turn up and then we'll tackle it as a group. As a group, you can do so many different things. You can go, you can like link arms, like so one arm onto each other's bags and one arm around each other's waists, and you basically create a human chain and you go across like that.
And the more people, the better, because if somebody slips and everybody else picks up the slack.
Yep. So that's pretty good.
The other thing you can do is you can pick up a pole or a piece of wood, even like a log, and if you all hold that, then if someone slips and they have something to grab onto.
Exactly, and everyone else holds onto their weight, so that's fine. Again, the more the merrier.
Although like we spent like an hour hanging out, and it's, as we said earlier, it's better to go across rivers early in the day. It's also better to cross rivers in bigger groups. So
yeah, so we weren't like, oh, we gotta go because we gotta cross these rivers. Yeah. We were just like, well, we might as well just walk, and then when we get somewhere sketchy, we'll just reconvene with everyone, and then we'll tackle it as a group.
And it's like a lot of people are getting kind of real scared and kind of anxious about what's to come. But the thing is, the way I see it, because there's no point really anticipating how bad it's going to be.
Until you actually get there.
You've got to just go up there and see for yourself.
For sure.
And the worst, you know, the worst comes to worst, what we'll do, we'll just camp next to the stream.
Yep.
And we'll wait until morning and see if it's better in the morning.
Yeah, there's so many options out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Molly and I are feeling pretty good. We're feeling pretty chilled out about it.
I actually feel really kind of good because I was thinking we were really far behind. I was thinking like, everyone else finds it really easy, and here we are struggling.
Yeah.
But,
He's up that way.
We probably found it way easier than most people.
Yeah, because we didn't push it yesterday.
Yeah, we didn't push it. What we struggled, it got hard, and instead of just carrying on, we napped for 3 hours.
Yeah, and then we stopped earlier on, and it was all good. So actually, we had a good day yesterday, despite the fear.
Yeah.
Whereas everyone else apparently came in a bit moody and there were, I don't know, tensions between groups and stuff like that. But it is interesting, like it's kind of cool, but also slightly scary seeing how people react to things like this, because suddenly some people are thinking about flipping, others are just like, nope, not doing it today, taking a zero down there in that campsite. it's just interesting. And we realized suddenly it's no longer about the passes, it's all about them river crossings.
Yeah. So we have got a few gnarly ones ahead of us in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Like the ones where people died
a few years ago, yeah.
Where
yes.
It was actually a big snow year, but smaller than this year.
Yeah.
So it's kind of scary to think about. But I think the main thing is not to go alone.
Exactly, big group. The people who died a few years ago doing these crossings, they were two individuals crossing the rivers on their own, which is not what you want to do. And I'm a little bit worried just because someone went off on their own this morning, like when we first arrived, and apparently he doesn't have much experience. He's just a bit gun-ho, and he was just like, yeah, no, I'll just go. So I hope he's okay. Hope so. I'm sure he is, but...
But like you said, there's no point judging a river on hearsay. Like, I'm sure it's bad.
Yeah.
But, who knows, maybe we'll be able to find, like, a log crossing or...
Yeah. And that's the thing. As a big group, yeah, so many more options of what you can do. So, yeah. Anyway, so we're going to move on.
Just like, let's just build a bridge.
Yeah.
Find a log. If there's enough of us, we'll be able to carry it.
And you can put it across, which is true. I know that sounds kind of silly, but it's so true. Like, you can find a big enough log, stretch it across, make sure it's secure on either side, and you got yourself a homemade crossing. May not be the best thing, but it's better than being swept away, you know? So.
Yeah, and I was saying, like, that is technically what humans are. Like, that's our wheelhouse.
Yeah, for sure. That's what we're made to do.
Yeah, but build stuff.
Yeah. So we've got a big climb now. So this is the start of the like 8 mile ascent up to Pincho Pass, which we're still thinking of doing this evening, if the river crossings allow us. And
we're not it's wearing bikes and there's no snow.
Yeah, 3 miles no snow, which is lush. So yeah, we're gonna nestle down and enjoy this. And yeah, we'll catch up with you guys probably at a river crossing. You good?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good. Oh, the trail is a river. That's I'll move on ahead a bit. That's two river crossings now since we left the camp. Both have been ankle deep, totally fine to walk across. We just did it in our shoes. Seal skin's keeping my feet dry, and the water's just keeping my feet cool. Not bad so far. Let's see how it keeps on going. Just stumbled on a female grouse crossing our path. She's walking so slowly. She's a very, bless her, dull colour. Just kind
very
of a brown.
Sleek.
Very sleek, yeah.
But, size of a chicken?
Yeah. Fairly small, actually. But yeah, like about 5 minutes ago or something, I heard a male grouse calling, so. At least he's got someone in the area. Good afternoon. It is indeed the afternoon now. Molly and I took a really nice break on a warm rock in the middle of a forest. Dried out our stuff a little bit. Had a nap, had some lunch. Just dropped my pole. Oh, it's been a good day so far. The the water crossings haven't been so bad at all. And we're now dipping in and out of snowland, which means some of the creeks we can cross over the snow. So I think, at least for today, I think we're out of the danger zone. But I'm not too sure, I can't confirm that, but yeah. So it's good, nothing was too hard. There was one crossing where Molly and I had to work together, and we like linked arms around our bags and crossed sideways, stepping at the same time and stuff like that. Did a technique this Kiwi told us just before we entered the Sierras. And it was fine, it was pretty deep. Went up to like halfway up my thigh and up to Molly's butt. But yeah, crossing so far I've been okay. Dodgy crossings coming tomorrow. But we're not thinking about that for now. We are just trying to get up to Pinto Pass right now. We've got 4 more miles until we reach the top, and it's all pretty steep. So the plan is that we're going to do like 2 miles and rest, and then do the last 2 miles to the summit in the evening as the snow begins to crisp up again. Hopefully that'll make it easier for us. Also means we just get good rest, so can't complain. But yeah, that has been a good day. It's been very beautiful and very nice to just be walking on solid ground again, and not just trudging our way through snow all day. Very steep though. Sorry. Well, at least Tom and Nelly went this way, innit? Navigating where there is no trail, following footprints again. Classic, it splits off. We've gone a few miles since we last spoke. Well, probably only a couple. I think we're heading towards, here we go, I'm just coming over the top, trying to see if I can see Pinto Pass. And no, I have no idea which one it is, but shouldn't be too bad anyway. So as I'm coming over here, I think that might be Mount Perkins or something like that. I think it's called Mount Perkins. To my left, it's a pretty pointy, sharp mountain, and then to the right of it, kind of the ridge line, is nice and flat. It bowls round to my right, joins onto the mountains behind us. There's this really nice like orange red rock among these mountains, and some of them where the snow's gone, you can see striation layers, really like deep black and like bright white layers of rock. It's pretty cool. Whew. So where were we last time? Just finished a nap and all, maybe, I don't know. We had a nap, and then since then it was like funk cricket, Molly and I, marching our way up the last like 4 miles of the hill or something like that. And then when we got to 2 miles up and we kind of rested, there's this guy called Zach, who I haven't introduced you guys to. I only met him in Bishop, but he's a really, really nice guy. He's a photographer, and he's just genuinely one of the most like friendly and kind people I know, actually. I was in conversation with him in Bishop, but I was like just on the sidelines. I was kind of observing the conversation. I was about to say I was observing him when I was in Bishop. That's not true. But I was like, yeah, I was on the sidelines of a conversation. He was just like such a genuine dude. Really, really nice guy. Anywho, so we stopped like 2 miles up. Didn't take us too long to get there. We just stopped on some rocks with Funk and Cricket, and then we saw Zach was just across a river to our left, taking his break, and he came over and joined us. And then up from the hill came Turkey Tom, Vagabond Tom, or Ribbit, or just British Tom, good old Tom. Anyway, so he came up with Nelly, and he and Nelly said that their group were basically disbanded. They had another 2, but they were like unsure about whether or not they wanted to continue, so Tom and Nelly kept on going. So yeah, we've got kind of like a big group now, but Molly and I took a break to collect some water. So the others have gone on ahead, which is what we like. We like coming together and meeting everyone in the evening. But when it's like tough going and slow moving, Molly and I like it just to be us two amongst the mountains, nice and peaceful, because when things get stressful, you can just stop and listen to this. Nothing. So peaceful. So yeah. Oh, sorry for the noise. But yeah, so we're probably about like 2-3 miles maybe from the top of Pincho Pass. Must be about 5 now maybe. So getting to evening time, but this is actually quite an exposed bowl. Mountains around us aren't actually that big, or perhaps the snowfield we're walking through is quite high. So actually I think it's going to be exposed to the sun for quite a while. But the snow's not too bad. I mean, it's slushy, but ain't nothing but exhausting, so I don't think it's going to be a dangerous pass. Yeah, and then once we get over this pass, we're going to camp like a mile down the other side, where there's a designated camp spot next to a lake. I think that's where everyone's aiming for. And we're probably going to discuss a bit about what to do tomorrow, because there's a few discrepancies. Essentially, there's that really big lake. I think it's called South Fork. River. I think it's called South Fork. And unfortunately, it is a river that took someone's life about 2 years ago or 3 years ago, which is really a shame. But it means everyone's on edge. And yeah, it's just like quite a hard crossing. But, we've just come to realize that you don't actually have, this is actually quite sad considering it took someone's life, but you don't actually have to cross it, because the PCT goes parallel to it and then it crosses it, runs parallel on the other side and then crosses it again. So I think if you're up for some bushwhack, you can just stay on one side of it and meet up with the PCT again later on. Probably quite slow going, but it saves you crossing a dangerous river twice. And then at least Molly and I are thinking of then camping fairly shortly after that, so not having a huge day. Get maybe halfway up Matha, which is the next pass, Matha Pass, and then do that the following morning, early in the morning, because apparently it's quite technical, apparently. So, oh man, sorry, I'm going uphill and it's really tiring. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what other people want to do, but yeah, we're getting good at standing on ground and not pushing ourselves in these sort of situations where you kind of need to be on your A game. It does no one any favours to be absolutely like exhausted. So, oh dude, we're climbing up towards like 12,000 foot, I think. So elevation is killing us. And from where we bumped into everyone in the first place this morning, that was at about 8,000. So this is like 4,000 foot elevation gain today. Through snow at the moment, at least. God damn. No one said it was easy. Which way do you want to go, Mo? Straight up or?
I think left, because Zach couldn't do it because of his snowshoes, but I think we have to do it.
Cool. Left. Yeah. Tom smashed it.
Huh?
Tom smashed it.
Nice.
Last little bit. Last little climb. Oh, that's beautiful. Whoopsie, Christ. Not now, not now. Yeah.
You guys are badass.
Woo! Another pass bites the dust, bitches. How's it going?
Oh yeah, dude. Good work. I didn't think we'd do it. We did it.
Oh, keep going, guys.
Let's take a group picture.
Let's do it. Good job, guys.
Yeah, that's pretty packed. It's cooler. Like, way cooler.
Yay!
Only click, 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 click. Only two more tough ones, and then easy going.
I know.
Yeah.
You're like, you I know why I'm doing this.
Yeah, so good.
Look at that.
My toes are numb.
So I know, good. Like this.
Yeah, I'm like scrunching
them
up.
We can all have dinner up here if we want.
Yeah, that's what Josh was saying.
Nice, yeah, that'd be sweet.
Look at this.
Beautiful nice sunset. Guys. Another ball. Look at that.
Okay, group photo.
Group photo group for sure. Let's do it.
Stand over there.
I'm gonna laugh like a first group and I'm like hiking up there.
What? Just. Is that a tent?
Seven people sleeping up right on top of the pass.
You know,
yeah, I didn't
I'm
see
glad we're doing this. This is like,
I
kind of
love this. Maybe so we're in the passage at sunset.
Yeah.
It's gonna be such a bragging ride.
Actually,
ride.
Yeah.
Sleep on top of the
I wonder what style that is.
Let's see what matters.
Whatever, Tom. It's not
this is what I wish we did for Glenn, but we were like, go, 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 ah!
Yeah.
Glenn sucked.
The top of Glenn is really cool.
Yeah.
Really I'm up for going just
it was
like,
we got...
just before, after the, just before.
Oh, go on. Go on, mate. You got this, I believe in you.
Halfway up Mather Pass, just like before the approach and camping there and then tackling
yeah,
it early
there's
morning.
A 10-side 8.4 with a view.
Ooh. Let's go there.
A view.
8.4?
Yeah, we should add this as a campsite on Grand Hopes. And then
yeah,
a good view.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Really good view. Rocky, but good view.
Just go
chill.
Downhill, baby.
All downhill,
downhill,
baby.
Downhill, baby.
It's so light out.
God,
so
this bike.
Blood.
Lightweight. Whoa. Oh, yeah. I was just like, whoa, you turned
what?
That.
Think of the
stars.
No, the other night was we got
what
up for Kearsarge.
Yeah.
You could see the Milky Way like this.
Oh.
And then I was standing out there and
like
Ant
like
was doing stuff, so I had the light off.
Like,
okay.
If you're to pour water,
looking
like, so
at, and then
like,
after 5 seconds of looking, it was like.
And then.
Oh, that's
yeah,
it. That's
so
good.
Cool.
Shooting stuff. Love it.
I'll probably do it.
You look really cute right now.
I'm really cold.
Look at it, look at his little hat on top of his hat.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Like a little kid going hunting with your dad.
Oh!
Dad. Can I shoot the gun, Dad?
Woo! Whoa, that's fucking insane. That was intense.
That was so good.
Can we do it again?
Let's do it again.
Okay, don't say anything for like 10 seconds.
I'm going to get my ears out.
3, 2, 1.
Woo! That was sick. That was the best echo ever.
Bon wee
pincho!
Bon
wee pincho!
Bon
wee pincho! We are having such a good evening. So yeah, we topped out at Pinto Pass, smashed it. It was all good, that was a nice pass to come up. Nice and smooth, traverse, but not too dodgy. We hit it at the perfect time as well. It was nice and crusty on the snow. Perfect. When we got to the top, the sun was like probably about an hour away or an hour and a half away from dipping behind the mountain. So we took the time to just sit on the rocks together, dry out our feet, get nice and toasty, eat some dinner. And then someone came up with the beautiful idea of camping up here, which kind of sounds ridiculous because you're on a pass. Literally, it was a pretty wide ridgeline, but there's a drop on either side. But it's just perfect. We've got our tent set up on these rocks to my right now. And we're looking down into the valley that we're going into tomorrow. And we've just had the most awesome sunsets today. The most amazing pinks, oranges. There was like this beautiful blue circle amongst it. We've got the moon a perfect half moon glowing high above us. And soon the stars will be coming out. And it's just been the most beautiful, beautiful evening, hasn't it, Mom?
Yeah, one of those evenings that you don't even believe happened to you.
Yeah, like this is exactly what we've come out here for, you know? It's just like spontaneous pleasures and just like, oh.
And the sky like treated us as well. It looked like it was, I've never seen a colour like that in real life, like not on a computer. It was the most fluorescent red orange.
Yeah.
And it looked like Jupiter's eye. It was amazing.
It's so incredible. Yeah. So now Molly's just inside the tent setting up, and once she's done, I'm going to go climb in. We've got up here to my left, just a little bit of the way, the next people along are Funk and Cricket in their tent. And then up a little bit, just behind some rocks, is where Zach and Tom and Nelly are going to be camping. I think Zach's going cowboy tonight, which is crazy because it is cold. That's one downside of this. It is cold, but it ain't too cold. And tomorrow we've got a lovely walk, like kind of halfway up to Mather's Peak. So tomorrow should be a really nice day, river crossings allowing. But it just means that, you know, we're not in any rush. It's not like we're going to smash another pass tomorrow or anything like that. We're literally just walking to the next one. So that's like a 9-mile walk. Get to just sit in our tents in the morning, hopefully as the sun rises above these mountains. It will heat up the tent real nice. We'll be nice and toasty as we wake up, and we'll be able to get off to a really good start to the day. I've had an incredible day. It's been really, really good. Like, I mean, there was a lot of back and forth stress about river crossings and things like that, and kind of preemptive worries about it all, but actually it turned out to be all okay. Yeah. We think
the worst one we went to, I did get my shorts wet.
Yeah, that was the one where Molly and I crossed together, and yeah, it was like it was deeper for Molly. But it went up to the lower part of her shorts. It went up to like halfway on my thighs, so it wasn't too bad. And I think that's the one that the old man was turning back about. Sorry, I shouldn't call him the old man, but like the chap was turning around for. We're pretty sure that's the one.
Yeah.
And it might just have been like, we've reckoned, because it was quite far along the trail, we reckon he came to it yesterday and had already decided at that point, okay, I'm turning around, this is it. So completely fair play to him. It's not for everyone. He made the wise decision for him at that time, at that moment, and he saw it through. I think that's actually quite honourable. But for us,
also,
luckily, it wasn't
like,
too bad.
Good on him, I couldn't go over Glen and Kearsarge again. Like,
oh, I know.
That sounds awful.
And it sounded like he was going to take a week off and then come back. So he's doing it twice. Crazy. But good on him, but I'm glad it was better for us to keep on going ahead.
And, I think we get a lot more confident in being in a group. It helps, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've got such a good group, too. So, it's lovely. It's all good. Huh? Oh yeah, thank you, Josh. Josh just nearly did, yeah. Josh just telling us to keep our filters close to our bodies tonight to keep them from freezing. It is going to be a cold one. I'm looking forward to it though. How's the inside looking, Mo? You need my pad.
Yeah, I also would like my food bag, which is out there.
Yeah, I can pass that to you in just 2 seconds. All right, this is us signing out. Say goodnight, Mo.
Good night. Evening and very sweet dreams if you're going to bed.
Yeah, because we're gonna have sweet dreams. It's gonna be so good.
Yeah. So I'm happy because we don't have to get up early tomorrow.
I know, it's so good. I'm really looking forward to the sun coming over and warming up the tent because it warms up so quick. Good night, guys. Cheers for joining us on another day of Trail and Errors out here on the PCT. Hope you guys enjoyed it. It was a bit of an up and down day today. Quite fun, quite exciting, and much love. See you guys later.